You're listening to Rivals of the East.
Welcome back to Rivals of the East. Host Buzz here with co-host Sean. And Sean, the draft, the 2023 draft, is in the books for our beloved Dolphins and Patriots. And kind of some shocking moves, not shocking moves, I guess you could say, depending on who you talk to. But did it live up to your expectations? As a Patriots fan.
Absolutely. Bill makes one excellent move and the rest are all head scratchers and he's petty as hell. Yeah, it sounds like the draft.
Yeah, his hatred for the Jets definitely shines through, especially when he traded back. And he gave up that pick to the Steelers, who then took Johnson a tackle. I thought that was pretty great. Since Aaron Rodgers is now a Jet, that's pretty interesting to say the least. We'll talk more about that at another time because we're focused on our draft grades here today. But yeah, Miami, of course, we didn't have a first round pick, thanks Stephen Ross and Bradley Chubb. So we didn't get a draft pick until the second round. But the Patriots had seemed like quite a bit of draft picks. In fact, 4 6th round picks. Asinine. Only Bill Belichick. Not even in Madden would I do that. I don't think you would even do that in Madden. We don't have anything past the third round usually. But, you know, I got to hand it to Bill. He gets players on the cheap, and he puts them wherever he wants, I guess. But needless to say.
Yes, especially the positions of most need, called wide receiver.
Listen, you guys needed to draft a wide receiver like we needed to draft a right tackle or a tight end, which I'll get to. But walk me through, Sean. Who did the New England Patriots pick in the 2023 draft? If you can actually put your pride aside for a little bit and quit gloating about the Celtics and mourning the ridiculous Boston Bruins meltdown in the NHL playoffs against the Canucks. But who did the Patriots pick, Sean?
As I'm sure as anyone in the world of football would know, Christian Gonzalez, the darling, fell in the laps of the Patriots. He shouldn't have been available. He was available. And Bill did typical Bill things. He went, Jets want to tackle. You got Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to make sure I trade this pick and allow the Steelers to take that tackle. Being Robinson. So, yeah, not only did they acquire an extra fourth rounder, but they also got the guy they wanted the whole time, Christian Gonzalez. This guy, he's just all around stud, 6'1", 6'2", you know, depending on which NFL roster you want to look at, because that's what they do is they make up heights. The guy's rangy, zone, man, physical specimen, 4'3", 8". He's got it all. He's got the production. He's got the skill set, talks like a professional. He's that guy. He's day one starter.
So I was going to ask you, is he starting day one?
He's a day one starter.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, I wasn't surprised by that when I saw Patriots pick Gonzalez. Clearly, of course, you know, in the offseason, McCourty retired, right? So you lost a veteran presence and leadership there. And I thought, you know, you're going to need some help in the backfield. So with him coming in a corner, who are they going to move to safety? Are they moving Jack Jones? Are they moving somebody else?
Bill's going to take the approach he answers everything with. So if anyone's familiar with the running back position in the New England world, we throw four different positions with four different skill sets and go out of the combination. We're going to rotate and make it work. That's their answer in the backfield. Is they're going to go, Kyle Duggar is essentially a strong safety linebacker. Adrian Phillips is a full safety, undersized, you know, kind of linebacker. He plays like with a head of steam, smart enough. Jalen Mills, he actually played safety And he even made it known to Bill in the offseason, which eventually led to a weird series where they cut him, re-signed him, basically changed his contract, got him on board, and they went, hey, you're going to be that guy. You know, he's a little bit smaller, a little bit faster.
Scrappy.
He's a multiple guy. He plays slot corner. He plays safety. He might actually be in a role where he's in the backfield. His speed and his height isn't going to be necessarily, you know, highlighted. So it's going to give him an opportunity to probably shine. And I think Christian Gonzalez, when you think of it, you go, well, how does a corner really affect what a defensive back is doing on the safety side? Well, it puts everyone in place. You're putting Jonathan Jones, who did a great job at, you know, starting corner. He's not a number one corner. So you put him back in his second slot. And then you're putting the Jones, you know, Marcus Jones, Jack Jones, where they belong, in the slot. You know, in and out, probably Miles Bryant, probably in slot corner, switching out with Marcus Jones, because Marcus Jones is really probably not the polished corner like Jack Jones is, but he could do a little bit of everything. So I think it aligns everyone where they're supposed to be.
Right.
So it's a perfect acquisition. You know, people go, it's not a receiver. It wasn't a tackle, but it was a need. And it shored up something that we know was solid and is going to continue to be solid. That's the Patriots defense, folks.
Yeah, defense obviously is not in question. I think everybody's more in question about, I don't know, maybe the offense, seeing as how Mac Jones' season last year was not good.
Quite a different story.
I think it'll be a different story this year. Bill O'Brien is, of course, reunited back in New England with good old Bill. It's Bill and Bill's excellent adventure. But while we talk the mild Stallions, let me ask you this. So you draft Christian Gonzalez in the first round. We get to the second round. And I want to hear your take on this. To me, when I saw this draft, there were a lot of good tight ends. There were a lot of linemen on both sides of the ball. But New England decided to go on the defensive line on that second round pick. And John, tell us a little bit about New England's second round pick before we talk Miami.
Second round pick, actual very interesting pick. I wasn't initially like, I'm not going to pretend like I'm some, you know, probably in years past, I'd be a little more knowledgeable of the board this year, you know, kind of a few things going on. So it did elude me when it came to the Keon White pick. He was in the top 50 prospects. So he was a highly touted edge. So he's one of those tweeners where he has the frame of a big boy. He's 6'5",
yeah.
280 plus pounds. So he's definitely a big boy. But being on the 280 end on a defensive line, you can't say he's interior. But being that lengthy, he's not necessarily an edge either. This guy, the perfect way to describe him, he played in Old Dominion, so he did play against some inferior talent. I guess that's the best way you could say without, you know, insulting anyone. But he did transfer to the Yellow Jackets, as you know, Georgia Tech, and he still produced. He had 7.5 tackles for a loss and 5.5 sacks and forced a fumble and returned one. This guy, the best way to describe him, is a bull in a china shop. Technique, all the work in the world needed. He literally just runs over the opposition. He's a come down the field kind of press. He's not a guy you want horizontally moving side to side, but he definitely has some Barmore traits.
Yeah, he's also been compared a lot to Dedrick Wise, just his stature and all. So it'll be pretty interesting. ESPN did give him an 84 grade, which was a really great grade for the second round there, one of the highest in the round. So New England takes Keon White from Georgia Tech, defensive end. We get to the Dolphins in the second round here. So
the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
Dolphins.
So if I asked you, Sean, I said, hey, what do you think the Dolphins should probably draft in the second round before the draft, what would you have said?
I would have said a lineman or a tight end.
I would have said the exact same thing. Mike Gesicki, of course, couldn't block. He's now a New England Patriot. We decided to extend Durham Smythe, and we have Tanner Connor and somebody else. Seathan Carter's gone. Be honest, I was looking at this in the second round. Of course, earlier in the second round, we saw that Michael Mayer was taken by the Raiders.
The Raiders!
And he was out of the question. Probably the best tight end in this draft class, in my opinion. But then we also saw some of the other talent that was taken, you know, a tight end as well, like Luke Musgrave. You know, a couple other guys still on the board, though, when we got to this point. We still had at this time, we had guys like, you know, Luke Schoonmaker. We also had some other guys like Brenton Strange, you know, traditional tight ends that could block a catch, probably help us out in the running game. Well, Miami decided that we were going for Cam Smith. He's a corner out of South Carolina, and I've seen some of Cam Smith's film prior to this draft as I was kind of keeping a close eye on the corners. And Cam Smith is kind of he's pretty reliable at a cover. He's better in zone than he is man. And in fact, what was said about Cam Smith, I mean, he's about 6 foot, 180 pounds. He had about 5 interceptions in his 3 years in college. So he does have soft hands, and he does have a hard time tackling. He gets bulldozed pretty easily.
Let me ask this about him.
Yeah.
So I thought it was pretty interesting that you specifically talk about his height and weight. Being 6 foot one and being his weight, what position, like, naturally in the secondary did he play?
Wide receiver.
That just... You know, when you said that immediately, I went, that sounds like Tyquan Thornton.
Yeah. And so here's
Splendor, man.
Here's the interesting thing. So if we were going to go cornerback, and listen, I think Cam Smith is a solid player, like for second round pick. I think he's a solid pick for any team that would pick him up. I'm not dissing him or anything. I'm not dissing the Dolphins for picking him. I personally, if I knew we were going to go corner or thought we were going to go corner, I would have preferred Tyreek Stevenson from Miami. He's 6'1", 198.
Yeah, proper size. Yeah.
He's physical. He's got burst. He blows up plays too. Like, you can watch him with the Hurricanes, and like, he would come to the line quite a bit and just blitz and bulldoze running backs. And just, I mean, he would blow it up. So I thought he might be a better Fangio fit, but they wanted Cam Smith, and they went with him, and I'm sure he'll be good as a rotational piece. Of course, Xavier Howard is getting up there, and we just got Jalen Ramsey, who is only going to be a rental for a year or two based on his contract. So we're going to need to shore up that defensive backfield, because Noah Igbinoghene, his fifth-year option wasn't picked up, so he's not coming back. This is his last season. We're really going to be hurting in the secondary. So it makes sense that we went corner in that way. It's just, I'm thinking immediate need. We needed a tackle, and we still had on the board, quite frankly, Osiris Torrance, who was arguably one of the best guards period in this draft from Florida. Unfortunately the Bills picked him up, but he was graded, I think, as like the top 5 linemen in this draft. It was just such a deep pool this draft, though, at all these positions. So, you know, it's hard to say, but we wind up picking up Cam Smith. I think he's going to be a solid addition. He's not a number one corner, at least not now. We'll see what happens. But, you know, I think it was a decent pick, just being honest there. So we went with Cam Smith there. But moving into the third round then, Sean, who did the Patriots take in the third round? I didn't even pay attention to the third round for the.
I mean, when we talk about skeptical, you know, the actual, like, this is the typical Bill Belichick head scratching move. Thank God he didn't do it in the first. He didn't do it in the second. You know, he didn't pick some random safety corner cup. Oh, wait a minute. So this is the biggest head scratcher here is I guess it's a need when you actually read his profile and you understand the actual player. So he did play in the Shrine Bowl. So he did play with the seniors. Bill Belichick actually worked with him. And once I kind of digested and I looked deeper into it, I had more of an understanding why he did it. He said this man had a mental capacity that was probably on the same plane as Devin McCourty. He plays linebacker. So that's a good thing to hear. Marty Mapu, Sacramento State. So when you hear Sacramento State, you go, so it's a terrible college. Yes, 6'3", 217 pounds. This guy, let me tell you, he played at the safety position there, but he's being associated with being a linebacker in the NFL. 65 tackles, 5.5 tackles for a loss, 10 pass breakups. When you hear that, you go, what kind of fucking linebacker is, side to side swatting passes like that? Like, that's right, guys. Bill Belichick is starting to evolve, and I think this is his shot in the dark. I think he's finally going for a linebacker that's undersized and can move sideline to sideline.
Old Bill farting in the wind, seeing if it stinks. That's a better
So,
analogy for him.
76 tackles in his senior year, six and a
Okay.
half tackles for a loss, two interceptions, four pass breakups, block kick. So, as you can hear with the block kick, Bill already went, that's my guy. He went, oh, so you're telling me he can play first down, second down, and special teams? Unfortunately, I think he is an overachieving second down linebacker. I do not think he's a guy traditionally you want in your box. And typically with Bill Belichick defenses, he has these huge, overpowering guys that could just bulldoze right down the gaps. Dont'a Hightower, Jerod Mayo.
Right.
Jerod Mayo was considered undersized, and the guy was still over 230 pounds. So I think that says something. Marty Mapu, he may be one of those guys where it's more of a projection rather than what he is at out of college. So I think if he's going, well, he's got the height, he's got the intellect, I think Bill thinks he could add a little more to him and he could probably be the guy he needs him to do. But I was pretty irritated with the draft pick at the position. I really wanted the Patriots to take a tight end tackle. But they decided to go with him. And as I read, I was a little more happy because I'm like, he's going away from his traditional pick. So this is more of a projection. And honestly, when you're talking about a third, fourth, fifth round draft pick, it's a projection.
Right.
It's not what they are day one. So this is what I'm looking for. I'm trying to keep my, positivity going. Maybe there's something here. Maybe you don't have, Tavai out there playing linebacker who was an undrafted free agent. Maybe this guy can beat him out. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, the Dolphins were looking for in the third round another running back. Miami, we drafted Texas A&M running back Devon Achan. I think it's pronounced Achan. 84th overall. Why do you think we drafted Devon Achan, Sean?
The fact that you even asked the question, I think you already know the answer to it. And I think the fan base knows that too. Jeff Wilson, he's more of that rangier guy, got a little more length to him. I think he's probably the better athlete today than what they currently have starting. I mean,
Well,
something about a certain running back being fast and getting injured all the time is weird.
he's fast. That's right. Devon Achan, he's basically Raheem Mostert.
Yeah, there he
He,
is.
yeah, pretty much. So he had 53 broken tackles last season. He's got some burners. He's quick. He gets the ball a little bit in space. He can catch a little bit. He had about 200 yards receiving his last year in college. And Mike McDaniel had said in a presser that he had been looking at him since the beginning of last season. Saw some sparks in him, I guess. So he's a very fast guy. And in fact, if I think it was his four, his, yeah, his 40 yard time, 4.32. So he ran a 4.32 on his 40. So he is very fast. Now his downside is getting him, and I think he's great to have a speedy back like that, because Mostert's not coming back after this year, and he's probably going to wind up getting hurt at some point this season anyway. So Achan could be getting more time in the field there by committee, but he's 5'8", 188. So he is a little, with when it comes to the weight, he's a little bit off from being an every down back because he's shorter.
I would agree with that.
So he would have to be about 2'10" at that point. But that, even then, you're looking at potential injuries at that point. So he's never going to be a consistent every down back, but they don't have an every down back right now. They like the committee. So
yeah, he sounds very similar to JJ Taylor.
Yeah, he's very close to
Rex
that.
Rex Burkhead type.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, personally, I think Achan was one of the better running backs left in the draft. So BPA kind of dictates that, you know, that's a great thing. So all those rumors that Dalvin Cook to Miami, I think that's just BS, to be honest. That's not going to happen. So
I'm not sure.
I honestly don't see Miami picking up Dalvin Cook, even after a post-first cut, June 1st cut. I don't see that happening. Number one, we couldn't afford him. And number two, we just picked up another running back. So we've got Miles Gaskin, Devin Achan, Raheem Mostert, and Jeff Wilson. We just signed Mostert and Wilson again on cheap contracts. So, and we still need to keep that overhead because we didn't address the offensive line or tight end, in my opinion, how we should have. But I'll go into those last two picks that we've got here once we drafted again in the sixth round, by God. Anyways, Sean, who did the Patriots draft next?
Just the run on linemen. And you go, lineman, Sean, you just said how much he wanted to tackle. Well, guess what? They picked a center. So when the rest of the league is zigging, they zag. If they didn't have enough Andrews playing at center, the Patriots select Jake Andrews. And you're like, wait, what?
Jake Andrews. Wow.
So they essentially picked a guy that... I'm still scratching my head on this one. He essentially started out in his college career playing as the extra blocking tight end. So you go, okay, so he lined up wide. He's pretty athletic. Yeah, actually he is. He is pretty athletic as an extra blocker, not as a center. So honestly, with this pick, probably the biggest crapshoot I think they made. I'm not really hit. I'm pretty down on him. I don't understand the fit. Don't see the need. He's just played in a bad conference. He was a Trojan. He wasn't great.
Would you say he's a position. Trojan man?
Quite the opposite. In fact, I think he's the place.
He's not
going to
give you protection is what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm scratching my head.
Yeah, he got a 42 grade from ESPN. What the hell, Bill?
The funny part is I never look at that because I could give a flying rat's ass what ESPN thinks. But just based off
the worldwide leader in sports, damn you.
Just sitting there looking at his information just in his college career. I'm not sure what they see. Maybe they see something on the field that or information, or maybe they did private holdout workouts that I don't know of. Maybe. I'm not seeing it. I don't understand the need. I don't understand the pick. You go, well, David Andrews, he was an undrafted. He's center. Okay, but you drafted him. So.
Hey, I got a question. I was just looking it over. So you had obviously multiple picks in the fourth round. And we're not going to go through all
there.
We're not going to go through all there. These great future Hall of Fame or Ring of Honor players for the Patriots here. Chad Ryland. That's right. Chad Ryland. I don't know if he has any 3% tattoos, but Bill drafts another.
He's not that jackass that we drafted as a kicker that, you know, has a booming leg and You know, it's
what happened to that guy, by the way.
He's a piece of shit. Never made the team.
Yeah.
Never panned out. And I'm guessing it's off inconsistencies. You know, the fact that media wise they asked him questions and he was like stumbling on his words to even answer them. I was like, yeah, you sure that's a, that doesn't sound like a Bill guy. And Bill's like, he's got a what? Explain what? And he's like looking up the wrong contact information and he's contacting, you know, the wrong fucking coach on a different team. God knows what Bill saw and went, that's not the guy.
Bill, so I can only imagine, like, you get drafted in that guy's situation. Nothing works out in your life. You can't even live out a fantasy of being a kicker in Madden from face of the franchise because it's not even an option. How sad is that?
What if I told you this is the first draft in 5 years the Patriots did not select a guy from Michigan?
In 5 years?
In 5 years. Chad Ryland is that guy that has a reminiscence Eastern Michigan walk on.
That's okay. Eastern Michigan makes sense. Well, so, yeah.
He is a solid kicker. He has pretty good percentages on long kicks, which I think they're trying to look for a guy with consistency. They're not looking for a boomer. They're looking for essentially, hopefully down the road, a replacement for Nick Folk. He's not getting younger. The fact that he's done what he's done for the team on a consistent accuracy basis, I think has been impressive. And I think it's foolish to keep thinking that. Would I have drafted him that early? Absolutely not. No way. No. But I don't think that's the most important position, Buzz. I want to touch on one more player because, let's be honest, Patriots got too many damn picks to sit here and cover all night.
Way too many. If four City, six-round picks.
City Sal. Okay, so the Patriots select three interior linemen.
City Sal? Select, that's yes, his name?
Yes. They select Jake Andrews. They select City Sal. And they select, besides a punter, because, you know, we know how much, you know, the Patriots need a kicker and a
Why
punter.
Is Bill stuck in 2002?
You know, it's almost like a certain team in the division.
You know, City Sal, great name.
City Sal, but
if he could become a leader on that team, he could be General Sal.
Antoni Maffey. So they pick some interesting name guys here, but the one I specifically want to highlight, City Sal, he's one of those guys that also, you sat here and you're scratching your head and you go, why are the Patriots picking a fucking center and two guards? They need a tackle. You know, Isaiah Wynn's gone. Michael Wynn used a guard. Okay, so you go, they're throwing these draft picks hoping, you know, Michael Owenu is a diamond in the rough. One of the top 15 like players just at the guard position. He was a diamond in the rough. And they're going, oh, we lost Isaiah Wynn. We have him. Trent Brown. He's on his last year of his contract. City Sal was that guy. So they may have potentially found a guy where they went, hey, you know, Michael Owenu, he was one of those guys, Ted Karras.
I just can't, you know, City Sal. Can we just talk about for a second here, too, by the way?
Possibly, it gets better.
Possibly one of the greatest picks that Bill has ever made. We talk about a man's man. I'm talking Bryce Behringer.
Yeah.
Bryce Behringer. What it just did Bill watch Revenge of the Nerds before you know, like any of this stuff? And he just decided, let me draft these guys.
So yeah, honestly, there's something going on where Bill Belichick magically has this connection and pipeline to Eastern Michigan, because something weird's going on. Maybe he's got like a local diner in the area he visits, or a conjugal visit. That, like, there's something going on there because he selects another guy from Eastern Michigan. Yeah. Maybe he played in the bowl with him. Maybe I skipped that. Maybe I missed that part. This guy played Canadian football.
But
okay?
He's no
and played
City
2
Sal.
Years for a college.
He's no City Sal. Don't
he
forget
started,
that.
He started more than 3 quarters at left tackle. But he's a guard.
I think Bill just drafted him off his name alone. Hey, like that guy I drafted in Madden when you were going to select him. Cool Cummings.
So
what a great name.
Speaking of City Sal, it's really frustrating. It's really confusing when you just look at the general picture of it and you go, Cole Strange was a head scratcher last year in the first round.
Right.
And here we are selecting 3 interior linemen. And you go, okay, this guy has a projection to be a tackle when you could have just selected a tackle. But you go, you also have a sure thing almost at corner because, let's be honest, I think Christian Gonzalez is more of a sure thing than the Patriots selecting Robinson at tackle. And I think that was the other option. Yeah. So I'm pretty fine with that.
Well,
outside of that, the Patriots wrapped up their draft by picking a punter.
Bryce Behringer, he has a name.
2 punters.
Wait, punters, two?
Essentially. Yeah, 2 punters when I say linemen. And then the actual punter. Amir Speed at corner. And 2 receivers being DeMario Douglas. He's essentially, what's
future
his name? Gallen. Jeremy Gallen, the Patriots selected from Michigan. I want to say about 5-6 years ago, Jeremy Gallen was 5'8". Well, he, you know, wasn't burning the world on fire. He was like a 5'4 guy, run speed. Like he was pretty pathetic at running, but he was one of those smaller guys, technician, footwork, didn't pan out. It looks like that kind of move is what they're making, kind of a slot receiver. But the guy I'm actually interested in is Kayshon Powell. He had high potential playing for LSU. He got into a little bit of injury trouble, off-field trouble, had potential, just absolute potential. 4.3 speed, 6'2", freshman year. Had the game anyone would want to have, or, you know, something about having 14 catches, 308 yards, 3 touchdowns. Sounds like a guy that lit the world on fire. Maybe the Patriots found a diamond. Maybe it's just another Aaron Dobson. Who knows?
Could just be another City pick. Anyways, Miami finishes off their spectacular draft. You know, we got rid of Mike Gesicki. Mike Gesicki was kind of like a wide receiver playing tight end, right, Sean?
Yeah.
Well, who does Miami draft? Elijah Higgins, tight end out of Stanford. Elijah Higgins is a wide receiver moved to tight end. Yeah. Anyways, and then don't forget, because Chris Greer doesn't forget, we're going to address the offensive line. And in fact, we're going to draft a tackle in the 7th round from Michigan. That's right. Future Hall of Famer, Ryan Hayes. When Chris Greer was asked about, what did you like about Ryan Hayes? He said, he's a competitor. Anyways.
That's great. We play a sport where you get paid money. I hope the bare minimum is being a competitor.
That's like a Bill answer. Is Mac playing? Is Mac the starter? Mac.
Well, he was quarterback for the last 2 years.
Yeah, he's a quarterback. Anyways, I'm going to go over PFF draft grades here. See if we agree or disagree. Since we're just talking about Miami, I'm going to start with them. PFF ranks Miami's draft of Cam Smith at a South Carolina cornerback, Devon Achane, Texas A&M running back, Elijah Higgins, Stanford tight end, and Ryan Hayes, Michigan offensive tackle, a B-. And we talked about this earlier before I even saw their grade. I actually said I would give a B-. So I'll go with that. We addressed, I guess, a little bit of needs. We got a fast running back, good for the committee. We got a pretty good corner, so those are 2 important plays, players, I should say. But New England Patriots will come up to you next. But Sean, do you agree B- for the Dolphins? Because that's what I'm going to go with.
No.
What's your grade?
I say D plus.
D plus, go to hell. New England Patriots going through their grocery Costco list of draft picks. Great value. At the end of the day, they got an A minus from PFF. Do you agree with that?
I disagree.
You disagree? What do you draft? What do you grade their draft?
C plus.
C plus. I'll give you guys B minus. See how fair I am. You take a dump on my team. I'm going to
take
be
a
fair.
Dump on your team because yeah. They pick a undersized running back and an undersized
fast.
Corner when both of your needs are neither of those needs.
Hey, we drafted a tight end, sort of, and we got an offensive tackle who might make the 53. So, you know what? It's not all bad. Okay, we're going to close the show out with this. And this is what I want to say. One simple question for each of our teams. Sean, are the New England Patriots Super Bowl contenders?
No.
All right. Are the Miami Dolphins Super Bowl contenders?
No.
We've got a long year ahead of us. Anything can happen, you know. Maybe Aaron Rodgers is washed up.
I was about to say, anything can happen.
Tua could stay healthy for a full year.
So the whole division falls on their face and somehow the Patriots make it to the playoffs. And I get irritated because it's a underwhelming team that progresses because their opponents can't get out of their own way.
Listen, all I'm going to say is this. If anybody believes that Tua will be healthy this year, I've got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you.
Yeah, it's called they should have taken the two picks and made one good tackle pick.
Yeah, this man's going to die. I'm scared to play Keon White twice, which, by the way, Christian Wilkins, I don't think he's staying. I don't know how we're going to pay him. So we'll see. Dexter Lawrence from the Giants just got a huge contract. I think I told you about it. 4 years, $90 million. Dude, a defensive tackle? $20 million a year? No. And Wilkins wants that money. I know he does. He ain't taking a pay cut from us. Unless we just say, you know, hey, Uncle Ross, can you get us another credit card? We'll see what happens. But anyways, that's our draft analysis and grades for the 2023 NFL draft. We're going to be back with more content here soon. We've got more to talk about the future this coming season and dive in a little bit more about what we think is going to happen, as well as more shorts that'll be coming out on YouTube as well. So if you like the show, give us a follow, leave us a review. We appreciate it. Check us out on YouTube. Give us a like and a subscribe. Besides that, Sean, you got anything to add?
Screw the Jets.
See you in hell, Aaron Rodgers.